Item 1232.
We're going to do the proclamation first. The proclamation first.
Oh, we want to do the proclamation first? Is everybody here? Okay, sorry.
And you're going to welcome our guests.
Yes, yes, I will. All right. Sorry, we're going to take 1246 first and then 1232 because our guests are here. 1245. Sorry.
Proclaim Veterans Day, November 11, 2016, to be a day to express our gratitude for our veterans and citizens serving in the United States military in Portland.
So appreciate the opportunity to do this. Thank you, Commissioner Fish. I'll read this proclamation, and you and others on the council may have some comments to make, and then we have a guest to invite forward. Proclamation says this: whereas the first Veterans Day proclamation was signed on November 11, 1954 by President Dwight D. Eisenhower to pay homage to all of our veterans who have contributed to the preservation of this great nation. And whereas the brave men and women of our Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard exemplify selflessness and steadfast commitment while risking their lives to ensure our freedom. And whereas wounded and suffering military members and veterans who return home honor us with their dignity, courage, and valor. And whereas veterans deserve the utmost respect and support which they have earned while defending our homeland. Whereas we admire and stand beside the families and loved ones of those who have served and currently served and the immense burdens they bear. And whereas we are continually grateful for the freedoms we enjoy in Portland and across the United States thanks to the service and sacrifices of men and women in our military. Now, therefore, I, Charlie Hales, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim November 11th, 2016, to be a day to express our gratitude for our veterans and citizens serving in the United States military in Portland and encourage all residents to observe this day. Let's suspend the rules and thank our veterans. And let's invite you, Mr. Calhoun, forward to speak. And I know, again, others on the council may want to reflect on this as well, but thank you for being here today.
Thank you very much.
Matthew Calhoun, welcome.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Good morning, Mayor Hales and commissioners. My name is Matthew Calhoun, and I am an Army veteran.
I think you need to speak into the microphone, otherwise the caption is not here.
There we go.
All righty.
Thank you.
I've been employed by the city now for about 10 months and 10 days. Just over 2 months ago, I was voted in as the chairperson for the Veterans Empowerment Team, and that's what brings me in today. I'd like to briefly tell you about this team. Shortly after beginning employment with the city, I sought out the Veterans Empowerment Team, and I found that it had been somewhat quiet for the previous several months. With a small core of veterans from Parks, we rekindled the group, and that group got to work quickly and redefined our mission and our vision. We identified the efforts that would be important to us both individually and as a group. Our vision and mission, agreed on and voted in as our guiding principle, states, beginning with the vision, the Veterans Empowerment Team will support and mentor the employees of the City of Portland who have affiliation with military service, and we will internally advocate for veteran causes with the City of Portland. The mission states, the Veterans Empowerment Team leverages our shared experiences, promotes cross-bureau camaraderie, and builds and maintains a network dedicated to the advocacy and success of our veteran community to achieve the vision. I'm very proud of this team and our efforts, and thus far, and very happy to be here today representing the Veterans Empowerment Team. As you read the proclamation into the record, we feel by this proclamation the recognition of the veterans that came before us and the service that we've performed is so very much appreciated. We feel it's important to have this proclamation because it meets with our mission and our vision. To expand on this, I'd like to provide just a few more details of how we are working towards meeting the goals that support our vision and our mission. The Veterans Empowerment Team is currently 66 members strong. We are veterans employed by the city. We represent each of the services, and this includes family members of veterans. We have a small but growing network of resources that, while they are veteran resources at large, we've established a direct connection with several through an exchange of information and verbal acknowledgments of mutual support. We intend to make good on the goals that we've set before us by partnering with HR to provide insight into veteran issues and our military culture. We will coach and mentor each other, both within the mentorship program and informally, to ensure we as veterans bring the utmost capacity to our work groups, departments, and the city as a whole. We have so much experience and ability to offer, and we appreciate working for the city. We've begun to organize ourselves to focus and research so that we can, number one, contribute to the development and refinement of policies that affect veterans. Number two, be contacted by veteran job seekers, both internally and externally, for resume assistance. Number three, advocate for tangible support by departments, bureau directors, and city leadership to allow veterans to attend the full hour of our meetings. And number four, building our city webpage to be a robust resource of information for veterans that veterans need to be to efficiently find what they need. We meet monthly and continually identify new ways to become better as we strive to achieve our goals. On a personal note, I feel lucky to have found a place with the city. I spent 15 months job hunting after retiring from 20 years of military service. I felt like I had a great depth of experience and abilities to offer, but the job offers did not materialize as I thought they would. While applying for several positions within the city, I was contacted by the Diversity, Outreach, and Employment Resources, the DOERS office, and they changed that. But during that window of assistance, I felt there was an opening for additional hands-on assistance from which a veteran would more deeply benefit. I believe the Veterans Empowerment Team is that resource. So, Commissioners, Mayor Hales, we are your resource. We are the city's resource. Thank you for your time this morning, and thank you for your support now and in the future.
Thank you. And Matthew served, as some of you know, in the Army in both Afghanistan and in Iraq, and he, I believe, is still in the Oregon National Guard.
Retired from the Oregon Guard.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm really pleased to hear that our outreach effort reached you.
It did.
Congratulations to the Parks Bureau for finding you and bringing you into the family of the city workforce, because that's exactly what we would hope for in that kind of an outreach effort. So, and I appreciate the fact that you and other veterans in our workforce are actually getting together, staying organized, and I know you're going to be walking in the Veterans Day Parade, I believe, with Commissioner Fish. And,
indeed.
And appreciate the fact that that we as a community and as a city family also are participants in that recognition. Thank you very much for being here today. Commissioner
Fish. Mayor, just want to add one thing while Mr. Calhoun is here. First, Mayor, every year the mayor issues a proclamation on Veterans Day, and it's a proud moment for this council and the community. So, Charlie, thank you. This is your last Veterans Day proclamation, but and Mr. Calhoun, it's an honor to have you here before us. The parade the mayor alluded to is the Hollywood Veterans Day Parade, which happens on Friday, and I hope everyone comes out and. It's a great parade, and the ceremony that follows is hosted by our favorite host of an event like that, which is Tony Starlight, who does a great job honoring and recognizing veterans. So it's a pleasure to be part of that. And, Mayor, if I could, I just want to make a comment. You and I teamed up on this proclamation, but it was Asena Lawrence on my team who did a lot of the work with your team in drafting it. Asena Lawrence identifies as Islam. And so today, she has reason to wonder about whether her country is as welcoming as it could be to people of different faiths and different national origins. And so I want to publicly thank Asena for her service to our city and to tell her that that we're very proud of the work you do and that we will always support you in the work that you do for us. So thank you.
Thank you all. Let's hear it. Thank you. Thank you very much, and we'll see you Friday. Thank you.
Thank you.
How about letting the Navy guy say something?
We'll let you say something a little later, Joe. I've got you on the calendar.
No, I'm excited.
No, we don't do that on proclamation. So
why not?
Because we don't.
So well, you just love the veterans, don't you?
We're going to.
How about 9 years
Joe,
in the Navy?
Joe, please.
9 years
Mr. Walsh.
In the Navy.
Mr. Walsh.
You should let me say something.
We're going to move on. We're going to do 12:30.